Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. Joining me today is Dr. Wade Scholes. He's going to discuss his paper on computational algorithms that appears in the fall 2015 issue of Lab Medicine.
Thank you for having me on the podcast, and thank you to everyone who's listening in. I wanted to discuss our recent publication on the use of computational algorithms to annotate genetic variants. The main objective is really for providers to become familiar with four commonly used algorithms that are used to assist with the classification of genetic variants. Next-generation sequencing, or NGS, is really expanding rapidly within the clinical laboratory. It's being used in the diagnosis and management, really, of a number of diseases, and now particularly for malignancies. Several studies have estimated that each individual has approximately 10,000 genomic variants that can lead to an amino acid change, in addition to about 450 insertions or deletions, compared to the human reference genome. So when a patient comes in for sequencing, while our goal is really to identify known pathogenic, prognostic, or therapeutic mutations, many of the variants we really end up with are of unknown significance, which presents an interpretive problem for providers analyzing NGS results. When sequencing reveals a novel mutation, it's difficult to determine whether the variant is truly related to the underlying disease. Several computational algorithms have therefore been developed in an attempt to help identify damaging mutations and assist providers with making this call. While they are primarily used within the research setting, it's becoming increasingly common to see these results, or the scores of these algorithms, in clinical NGS reports as well as in interpretations. However, most providers are unfamiliar really with how these algorithms generate an interpretation and what those mean within the clinical setting. In addition, little evidence really exists to recommend that these should be routinely used for the prediction of clinical disease. Now, while there are a large number of algorithms out there, we really focused on four algorithms that are included in common sequencing platforms, including the Grantham score, sorting intolerant from tolerant, or the SIFT algorithm, protein analysis through evolutionary relationships, or PANTHER, and PolyPhen2. The first one that we reviewed was developed in 1974 and was the Grantham score. This was one of the first algorithms that was created to predict a variant effect. And this prediction is based on a relatively simple table that uses the physicochemical similarity between amino acids, really as a proxy for how detrimental a mutation may be. The scores for this algorithm range from 0 to 215, and lower scores indicate a more similar substitution. Now, the concept of this is that an amino acid substitution that has similar polarity and molecular volume and a chemical composition is more likely to be tolerated in the protein. Now, while this calculation is quite simple, gives a very quick answer, and doesn't require much computational power, the biologic utility is really quite limited. You know, in particular, this does not account for, you know, amino acid location. Is the mutation present within a binding site or enzymatic domain, somewhere that might make the mutation more biologically significant? All it takes into account is simply the amino acid change itself. So, while routinely used because of its simplicity, there really isn't much data to support its routine use for predicting clinical disease. Now, because of these limitations in the Grantham score and the more recent availability of large protein sequence and structural databases, several newer algorithms have been developed that take advantage of this wealth of extra information and take much more computational power but can provide much more useful information at the end. Two algorithms in particular, the sorting intolerant from tolerant, or SIFT, and protein analysis through evolutionary relationships, or the PANTHER algorithm, assess for evolutionary conservation of variants in addition to the actual amino acid change. What this means is that the algorithms find similar genes in multiple species and determine whether there is strong sequence homology between proteins in the same family. And the overall concept is that sequence with a strong homology is more likely to be detrimental if a variant occurs at that location. The SIFT algorithm generates scores ranging from 0 to 1, and scores of less than 0.05 are suggestive of a damaging mutation. The PANTHER tool has a much different range of scores, going from negative 12 to 0, and for this tool, really more negative scores suggest a damaging mutation, so negative 12 is more likely to be damaging than 0. While some studies have shown that mutations in these evolutionarily conserved sites are more likely to be disease-related, others have shown that the efficacy of either of these tools to predict disease or disease severity based on a specific mutation is really more limited. For example, one study in patients with cystic fibrosis demonstrated a positive predictive value of less than 65% for either algorithm. So while an improvement on the Grantham score, again, their clinical utility is still a little on the more limited side. The final tool that we reviewed in this paper was PolyFEM2, which also includes structural information to predict whether a variant is likely to be detrimental. For this tool, scores range from 0 to 1, and higher scores are actually more suggestive of a damaging mutation. One additional caveat for PolyFEM2 is that there are actually two training sets that can be selected as the reference protein database. The first, HumDiv, is used if you're analyzing really complex traits, and the second, HumVar, is meant to evaluate Mendelian variants. Now, when PolyFEM2 was used in the same study looking at disease-causing mutations in cystic fibrosis, it actually had a lower positive predictive value compared to either SIFT or PANTHER. While these tools have been assessed in several diseases, and we've discussed one study that looked at cystic fibrosis, there's less evidence evaluating their efficacy in predicting variants that are related to malignancy. We therefore compared the results of each of these tools against a set of variants known to be disease-related in acute myeloid leukemia, or AML. As a control, we also selected several known benign polymorphisms in the same genes that had pathogenic mutations, and specifically DNMT3A, IDH1, IDH2, KIT, and TP53. Similar to other studies, we found that the computational data alone are really likely to misclassify variants. So variants that are known to be disease-causing may be predicted to be benign, and vice versa. Of the four algorithms, PANTHER again showed the most practical potential and had the highest positive predictive value, but really only with moderate sensitivity, very similar to what was seen in the study assessing cystic fibrosis. So while the ongoing of expansion in the clinical laboratory will really continue to increase the need for computational support in variant annotation, the use of computational tools really needs to be studied more thoroughly. While PANTHER and other tools show promise and may be informative for variant annotation, significant limitations really do remain in their use to evaluate variants in individual patients. Providers therefore need to be aware of how each of these tools perform, their potential limitations, and really have an in-depth assessment of how it performs in their clinical population before routinely using it as a tool to assist with clinical interpretation of variants. Thank you again for listening into the ASCP podcast series for Lab Medicine.